1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. There's been some progress in getting civilians out of war-torn Gaza, says ABC's Melissa Adan.
Hundreds of civilians allowed out of Gaza through the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. But hundreds of Americans and their families are still stuck in Gaza.
We're in a situation where safe passage for wounded Palestinians and foreign nationals to exit Gaza has started.
The White House facing mounting pressure to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
President Biden told a Minnesota fundraiser he thought a humanitarian pause is necessary. Funding for Israel, top of mind on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Mike Johnson wants to go forward with money for Israel if the White House redirects money currently intended to expand the IRS. Republican George Santos is staying in Congress after a vote to expel the New Yorker facing nearly two dozen felony charges failed. This is ABC News. With opening statements done in the trial of a yoga teacher accused of murder in a love triangle, new DNA evidence is expected to be put before the jury today. Caitlin Armstrong is accused of murdering a professional cyclist, Mo Wilson. More from ABC's Rhianna Nally.
After 43 days on the run, U.S. Marshals captured Armstrong working at a hostel teaching yoga. Authorities believe her motive was jealousy, allegedly killing Wilson when she thought Wilson was dating her ex-boyfriend. Armstrong has pleaded not guilty. Her lawyers argue she was never seen in person or on video at the crime scene, and they deny Armstrong was trying to flee when she traveled to Costa Rica.
And Netflix is trying to get you to binge a bit more. The streaming service now says for anyone on its ad-supported tier, if you watch three episodes of a show in a row, you'll get the fourth one ad-free. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether to hear a lawsuit to overturn the state's school choice program. WisPolitics reports conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the high court should have rejected the lawsuit. She says it's a policy matter for lawmakers to consider and not a matter for the courts. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler joined Bradley's dissent. Interested parties have until the 14th to weigh in. Open enrollment in the health insurance marketplace is underway. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing bills they say will make health care in Wisconsin better and more affordable. One bill would expand Badger Care eligibility for some people up to 133% of the federal poverty level. Another bill would create a Badger Care public option to buy health coverage on the state exchange. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Raptors dominate the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee took on the Raptors last night in Toronto and ran into a buzzsaw. The final 130-111 in favor of Toronto. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin was an assistant coach for the Raptors. Before that, a longtime NBA player. Bucks point guard Damian Lillard says players appreciate that.
I think anytime you have a former player as a coach, you automatically are one with them. You know, they understand our day-to-day. They understand our lives. They understand, you know, what goes into this game.
The Bucks are now 2-2. They host the Knicks tomorrow night. NFL fallout from the Packers' decision to trade starting defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills in exchange for a third-round draft pick. I asked Matt LaFleur if Douglas had stepped out of line as a vocal leader in the locker room.
Now I want to set that down right away. It has nothing to do. I think he's been a positive impact in that locker room. So absolutely not.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 43. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 35. Tonight, overcast. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 27.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here at WGBW WISS. And obviously, Veterans Day is coming up. That's the 11th. Got the Marine Corps Ball coming up. And we've got a very special event coming up on November 12th, Salute to Service Party. And it's put on by the Houses of Honor program. And it's by my great friend, Kathy Kolbeck, who's a mortgage broker. The name of your mortgage company is?
Movement Mortgage.
Movement Mortgage. And you've just got a passion for finding ways to help veterans, don't you?
Yes.
It's amazing. And we talked to you a little bit before the show. There's people that participate, and there's people who lead. And I just want to thank you, even before we get this interview going, for all you're doing for our veterans.
Thank you
so
much.
So tell us, what is the Salute to Service Party? Tell us about this event.
It's an awesome party that we have put together to honor and help our men and women who've sacrificed so much to defend our country and our citizens. We want them to come and have a good time. We want to honor them. It's the day after Veterans Day. We just want to say thank you to them. And it turned into a fundraiser as well. And all the proceeds are going back to veteran organizations.
So this is... Go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to say, you got one of our good friends, Tori Ray, who was here last week, talking about the Dogs to Dogs program, which is really an incredible program, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of our recipients. We have two Dogs for Dog Tags.
Or Dogs to Dog Tags,
Yeah, they're an amazing organization. Tor is awesome. He is getting veterans set up with support dogs, trained support dogs. I think that's amazing. So we want to give back to him. And then the other organization is Honor and Valor Outdoors. And they're an organization that gets veterans into the outdoors, hunting, fishing.
Jim was so impressed with Tori. He's donating his dog, Milton, to become one of those dogs for the veterans.
Never. I'm going to talk to Tori about I want my dog to be an allergy detection dog. And Tori's going to help me with that.
Awesome.
But that's great what he does for veterans, right?
Because
there's nothing like a great companion, and one of the best is a dog. Say, I want to talk about, this is the November 12th. This is the day of the Steelers game. And this is this event, you're raising some money for some great causes, but really, it's a camaraderie. It's getting together with some of the best people on the planet. And tell us a little bit more about that day.
So that day, the doors are opening at 11 a.m. The Packer game starts at noon. But one of the big things that we do, because we have so many veterans in one place all together, is we have veteran organizations come in. We have 10 tables available, and we have it set up for them to come in and set up so they can bring their information. One of the biggest things that our county is suffering from, our veterans don't know what their benefits are.
Yeah.
So we have all the veterans in one spot. We want to take advantage of that. We have Brown County Veterans are going to be there, Rolling Thunder, Veterans First. They're getting that Veterans Village together, housing together. we have the Patriot Riders, and then we also have the Suicide Prevention Coordinator from the Veteran Care Center.
Right.
So we have a couple more, too. That it's going to be awesome.
And
so,
I think that's at the stadium view, right on Holmgren Way. It's easy parking. And I think the reason...
Or Holmgren Way.
Yeah.
He tells us Holmgren.
You know where it is.
I know where it is. Everybody's been there.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is that the education that you can get there, right? I mean, there's you get your drink tickets, pizza, the game, a lot of friends. It's going to be a great event to honor these great men and women. But that information is so important. And some of the things that Joe talked about is maybe they tried something 5 years ago, but it's changed. I mean, the veterans,
it's
evolving.
So fluid. It's constantly. You can't just visit the VSO rep one time and then say, 5 years later. So while I was it's changed, especially if you're like Agent Orange,
right.
And now the new program for the burning pits.
Yeah.
All these things, it's so fluid.
New.
It's incredible. So, you got to keep up to date. And that's why an event like this
right.
is so important.
You get current information. There's right. people there that can answer questions. And that's a struggle that good organizations have is connecting with the veterans, and maybe people don't want to go down to the office or they don't want to get online.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool because it's like pizza, it's a couple drink tickets,
yes.
and it's people that want to help you and thank you.
You're welcome.
And I think that's awesome what you're doing.
It's a relaxed setting. You can come, everyone's just, you know, relaxing and hanging out. And I think
and
it's
this
amazing.
Is the return.
This is the return. This,
right,
we've had it 4 years in a row, starting in 2016. It started with a little tailgate party right outside of Lambeau Field. And we had Ray Horning there, and we had a Jordy Nelson helmet. We got that all planned in 2 weeks. We raised like $500. And we're like, if we do that in 2 weeks, let's get this together and really make a difference. So the fourth year, we had over $5,000 that we were able to give back.
Wow.
And almost 500 people.
All right.
How can people become a sponsor? How can people, I mean, we have so many businesses out there, I think that, you know, maybe they never heard of you guys because you guys have been away for about 4 years or so. And it's like, how can these people that really like to help our veterans, how can they jump into this and help out?
Well, they can visit our Facebook page, Houses of Honor. So they just search that up. We have all the information there. We have four different sponsor levels, platinum, gold, silver, and bronze. So they can go ahead and, you know, choose whatever one they want, or they can just donate a certain, you know, dollar amount. So that all is on Eventbrite, and there's a link to get to that Eventbrite on the Facebook page. So go to the Facebook page to see that. We really want people to register. This is limited seating, and we've been having tons of people register in the last week. So it only, you know, it fits so many people. So we want you guys to register. Veterans and military get in. There's no cost. Non-military, we're asking for a $10 donation.
Once again, Salute to Service Party. Help honor veterans November 12th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Stadium View. The Packer game up on big screen TVs. Pizza served. $10 donation for non-military. All veterans will receive 2 drink tickets. Raffles. Some incredible auction and raffle
items.
Yeah, we'll
get to that.
Coloring contest for kids 10 and under. But you've got a little something for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about some of those prizes? Let's just give them a little bit of a tease.
Oh, yeah.
You
so some of the big things we have a handcrafted whiskey bar.
This is gorgeous.
It
awesome. Who made this?
Yeah.
So my brother actually made it. His company,
oh my God.
Yeah,
right?
His company is Jimmy D's Palette Art. So he made this and
isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's you know, he put the veteran touch on it with the Land of the Free, you know, because of the Brave, and it's got copper piping on it. It is stocked with $360 of whiskey.
Okay, tell me again the name of his company.
Jimmy D's Palette Art.
Do they really use palettes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I never heard of this.
Yeah.
I love it because I've made stuff out of palettes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Did your stuff have whiskey with it, though? That's
yeah.
it. That's
yeah.
the thing.
I had whiskey while I was working with palettes.
Yeah, Johnny's.
So almost the same.
Johnny's were stocked with empty bottles.
Yeah.
Hey, how about the guided fishing trip?
I was like, what's the guy in was it Community? The one, the little city in Indiana.
Mm.
What was that one? You
yeah.
know it.
No,
yeah, you
no.
do. What was the
Carmel?
The TV show, the comedy. And it's like they all work for the community center and they don't really want to do any work. The girl, Poehler, what's her name? Poehler from Saturday Night. Yeah, what was the name of the show?
Amy Poehler, right?
Yes, and the show was? Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Oh, my gosh.
Ron Watson. Ron Watson, he goes, so Ron, what are you doing today? I'm going home tonight. I'm having some top shelf bourbon and work with power tools in my garage. So that would be
that's
me.
Awesome.
That's a great gift, though. I mean, that's a prize, I should say. You also have gift certificates from some great businesses in the community. Yeah. And then another prize is that guided fishing trip. And
we have three of them.
Oh, you have three of them.
We have three guided fishing trips. Nate Roberts is donating one. We have Angling Addiction and then Dennis Butts.
Nice.
So three fishing trips. We have two sets of cornhole sets.
Fine.
That Mike Corpus and Spencer Corpus donated. And and we also have the 36-inch Blackstone. And that was donated from the Pearly Gates veteran donations.
Awesome.
We have a flag there, a wooden flag from Dan Solberg. So tons of awesome stuff. We have a handcrafted bench.
I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's beautiful.
It could be a coffee table, bench, whatever you want. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. I want to know more about your brother's palette thing, though. I want to go out there someday. Yeah. Do they have a website or anything?
He does. He has a Facebook page.
And what's the name again?
Jimmy D's Palette Art.
Jimmy D's Palette Art. Yeah. I got to look this up.
Wasn't there a little special done on him? He had some. I've heard about that company in some way, somehow, or on Facebook or something.
Yeah,
but
he's getting out there. He's right. Doing a lot.
That's
so.
Very cool. And that's another prize.
Can we get him on the show?
Yeah, we definitely can.
So this salute to service, and as much as we're talking about the prizes, I think the overriding theme here is the camaraderie that they can enjoy each other's company on November 12th at the Stadium View, which is easy parking, and it's just a great event, a great venue for a great event, and the information that's going to be there. So even maybe spouses might say, hey, look, we got to get some information on this or that. And to have that there in that environment, people really need to attend this. The veterans need to attend this thing, as well as people like us need to support this event.
10 different veteran organizations are going to have tables there. They're going to have all the information available for veterans just to come up and learn what their benefits are here. So we want to make sure they know what their benefits are in this county.
It's a fun social setting.
Yes.
It's not like this dry, whatever. Yeah.
Come and sit down at this desk. Let's talk about stuff. No, we're just hanging out, having a good time, watching the Packer game. And Frank Hermans is our MC.
Who's that?
Yeah, who is that?
Frank texted me yesterday. He's coming on the show here.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, he's going to MC it all. So.
Awesome.
That's when our show transitions from me and Johnny talking to listening.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that the truth?
Well, he's going to make sure we have a really good time there, you guys.
He's
great. It's going to be great.
I want to encourage veterans to go to this for the atmosphere, the camaraderie, but things have changed in veteran services, and I think some people have not given up, but it's like, I tried that, it didn't work, and now we can get there, we can talk to the real deal, the real people. This is the latest and greatest on services for you in this community, and besides that, it's a big thank you to the veterans for all they've done for this community. So,
exactly.
This is awesome that you're doing this. I think it's great, Kathy,
Okay, you want to see the last thing I made out of a pallet? It's for my daughter, for her mantle.
Yeah.
A pencil.
Oh, what is that?
Right. I've said that. Yeah, it's a block of wood.
No,
isn't
it's
that
not.
Nice
it's not a
job?
Block. It's a really old thing to put like fruit in and stuff.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy. Nice. We're happy to do this, you guys.
Well, I guess Jimmy's not going out of business anytime soon. Wow.
I don't know who puts. Usually, people put fruit in a refrigerator, not a block of wood.
Yeah. Of wood. All right. We'll talk. Okay. Yeah. Kathy, this has been so great to have you
for
here.
What you're
and
doing.
Wonderful to see you again.
Thank you.
Loved working with you when I was in real estate. You were in mortgage. You did so much for the vets. It was incredible.
Thank you.
And you're the
glad
best.
To be here.
Keep
thanks,
working
guys.
Good work.
Pushing this all the way till the 12th.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are here for a purpose. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank
so are you.
You're welcome.
I'm not sure what yet. Mine on the Mayor. Got another special guest coming up. Two special guests. Back after this.
Gonna dance the day away.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here at WGBW, WISS. Some very special guests, Kathy Kohlberg. That was so great talking about the great event coming up on November 12th for veterans. And we had your great guy, Vanya, who was just great. We've got a lot of special guests. We've got Michelle McCormick still coming up from Channel 5. But we have a lady. We have a lady here right now who made you cry.
Well.
Made you cry in front of every. This is honest to goodness, true
Don't
story.
Don't have to get to that. We'll talk
Joe
about
Beth
why.
Joe Beth Alborn is the lady that made Jim Schmidt cry.
Well, all right.
Tears and of and a mayor.
Okay,
say,
come on. As I always say to Christy, she made him cry, and she wasn't even on the city council.
I win.
Did you hear that day, Joe Beth? Were you listening when he broke down?
I was not.
I have the audio.
Don't we don't have to do that. Audio. We are have you out here. You
he
are
had to run out of the room. Because
let me tell you. Oh, so we love the arts.
And again, let's talk about exactly why Joe Beth is here. Go ahead,
right.
Christy.
That's what I think we need to talk about. Is this is another talented person in our community. And the beauty of the arts in Green Bay, everybody talks sports. The beauty of the arts in Green Bay is when you can really capture a feeling, an emotion, and you do that through your work.
Thank you.
Christy is going to.
You said that. How'd you find her, Christy?
Joe Beth is a dear friend of mine. Okay. We've been friends for years, and I just know she's an incredibly talented artist. And I thought, you know, we kind of give Jim a little, we pick on him about Milton. I thought, you know what? Let's do something really special. And if anyone could do it, it would be my sweet friend, Joe Beth.
So Joe Beth painted a picture of my dog, Milton. And yeah, it was great.
He's crying right now. Yeah. So that's what you did for him by that painting.
Jim. No, you're not.
You captured him so well, though. You did. Actually took the little picture over to camera corner, and they blew up the 10x12 or whatever, 8x10. And you captured that so well. It's mind-boggling. You captured his person. Because I always say he's the most pompous dog I've ever met in my life. And you captured that.
I saw Christy. She sent me a picture of him with a life jacket on. I'm like, this dog is something.
No, that was Photoshop. That did not make me cry. That made me mad. Is this your side hustle? Do you do this for
yes,
a living?
Tell me
more about your business, because I see the next picture that you're painting is a young man and his cow, right?
Yes.
Which I think is really cool.
My next endeavor.
To capture a picture of an animal, like even with Milton, like his eyes and his nose still looks wet on there. I mean, just you really do a great job. Is that your thing? Is animals or is it anything? I mean, you're obviously very talented.
I'll tell you something, Mayor.
You tell us something. Let me tell you something. You're going to our street center and are crying. You got the potholes right there. You could lose a kid to go in a pothole there. I'll tell you something, Mr. Mayor.
When people say, I'll tell you something, they're going to tell you something. So, what is it?
This is just, I'm an at-home mom, and I've gotten a lot of requests of making pet portraits. So I start with, like, wood burning and stuff, and I just like, well, maybe I'll just start painting it. Let's do this. So I've been doing it, and it's been kind of successful for me. So usually I just paint, like, macabre things, darker, like, I've always painted my dreams and stuff like that that I've had or nightmares, you know. But
but pets. Okay, well, Jobeth has been here. Boy, that was fun.
There, let me tell you something. Pets are just like a one of those happy things.
They're an escape. They're always right. Yes. And I think if I don't really want to get into
to
your dark dreams.
No,
But I think when you look at a picture of a pet, and there are those of us who, when their kids are gone, maybe that becomes your next kid.
Yeah.
And we spend a tremendous amount of time and resources on them.
Yeah.
How do you capture them so well, though? I mean, you literally captured his personality, and I'm not kidding about that.
It's the personality that you captured. That's a really good point, Johnny.
Without even seeing this dog.
I know. Just from a picture.
You never met him, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know.
Did you call Mino?
Mino. I didn't know your name. I'm sorry, sir.
That's all right. Hey, can I ask you, who did the artwork on your shoulders? That's phenomenal.
I was a tattooist for a while.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. And I worked in a shop called Eye Candy, Inc.
Okay.
And the lady that owned it, she did it.
Wow. That's awesome.
Thank you.
By the way, I had a wood burner when I was a kid. I used to love that. Did you have a wood burner?
I did.
Did you guys have a wood
burner? I swear to God, I did.
Yeah. Wasn't that the most fun thing? I just love the smell of it, of the burning wood and everything.
The little cork handle around
it.
Yeah,
absolutely. That you burn yourself on 12 times. Learn not to touch it to see if it's hot.
I showed John the welding pictures that you did, the welding paintings.
I'm a welder.
Oh, for real? I didn't know that.
Well,
I just
self-proclaimed.
Set my region on fire one time.
Oh, no.
That's why he's sitting in that chair.
Well, that's why he's sitting like that.
Yeah, I had a little accident.
So, if people want something done, can they contact you? Do you do that, or you just?
I just have friends and word of mouth usually.
That's a great gift you're sharing.
Thank you. I'm so blessed to be here, and thank you for.
How do you do it? Isn't that crazy? I mean, when somebody has, we're all human beings, okay, and. The greatest thing I've ever drawn was the face of you on that pumpkin the other day.
Can I see?
I just hit the eyebrows real heavy.
Right.
Hit the eyebrows. But how does somebody, we're both human beings, but you can sit down and draw these amazing things. Where does that talent come from? Is it something that you get a little bit of talent and then you keep working on it? First time you pick up a pencil, can you draw it?
It's always something I've had since I could remember. Like, I remember my grade school art teacher, he gave me my own show when I was in, like, sixth grade. So it gave me the confidence to keep going with it.
Okay, I want to pick up on that. We love to bring out the best of kids because sometimes kids, their parents are busy or they don't see what your sixth grade teacher saw in you.
Yeah.
So that was the person that, I think it's a good question Johnny was asking about. What inspired you or to share this talent?
My grade school art teacher, his name was Joseph Kafer. He was an amazing, amazing art teacher. He would play Sugar Bush Elementary in New London.
Okay. All right. Nice.
He'd play us Tchaikovsky and Beethoven and just let us run free with whatever we wanted to do. And then he'd just little by little tell us, you know, like, oh, maybe if you do this, or what if you did that, or, you know, what do you see? How do you see this? And
Johnny, maybe. See, we had the nuns. We had a line up against the wall.
I was thinking about being a nun.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah. It was either like be a nun or go to Vegas, and I flipped a quarter.
Ah, you went to Vegas.
I went to Vegas. That's a true story.
It's a lucky quarter.
And everybody's done this. I promised God I would be a priest if the Packers won the Ice Bowl. I still remember being on my knees praying. I'll be a priest. And then God said, no, that's okay, John. I'll let Bart score anyway.
I'll let him win anyway. Yes. But yeah.
You know, one of the things, though, that's kind of cool, we just had Ed Vanya here, who was complete opposite of you in regards to his growing up, going door to door, begging food from people. He had no encouragement. Rejected, rejected, rejected. I guess what I'm saying is there's different routes people can take. You had the wonderful, encouraging type people, which led you to where you are. He had the opposite, where he had to do it himself. I just think that's cool when no matter what people are handed, one way or another, and how people, because I can still remember with some of my teachers, ones that encouraged me, you know, the first one that said, you're a really good reader. And it's like, really?
Right.
So what that guy did for you changed your life, didn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you share that gift.
It only takes one person.
Yeah. Do you share that with young kids?
Absolutely.
Okay, I want you to get in the schools and tell kids that. We got to find the artist in all of us. And you obviously have that talent, and we need to get that out of more kids. I think it's a great gift you're sharing.
You have a Facebook or website or anything?
I do.
Go ahead.
Sure. JoBethAlburn at Facebook.com.
And you spell your last name AHLBORN.
Yes, sir.
JoBethAlburn.com.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. You're the phenomenal
best.
Job you did on Milton.
Thank you. I admire the talent you have. Thank you.
This is so cool. All right, we're going to send her a quick break. We come back. Michelle McCormack from Local 5 will dish on Wisconsin Supper Clubs. Back after this.
All right.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. For the first time since Israel closed all borders to Gaza following the October 7th Hamas attack, some people are allowed to leave. ABC's Ian Pannell in Sderot, Israel.
Up to 7,000 foreign nationals expected to be able to finally escape from Gaza after weeks of war and waiting. As people desperately search for their names on an approved list posted each morning, hoping their nightmare will soon end.
President Biden Wednesday in Minnesota, responding to a call for a ceasefire, said he thinks a humanitarian pause is necessary. Controversial Republican Congressman George Santos is staying in Congress after a vote to expel him failed. He still faces nearly two dozen felony charges. 45,000 students in Portland, Oregon are out of school today. Public schools are closed in the city with the teachers on strike. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate died at the Waupun State Prison on Monday. That's the third death at Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy reports won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun Prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler delivered the annual State of the Judiciary Address in Lake Geneva on Wednesday. The veteran conservative justice didn't spend much time addressing her clashes with the court's new liberal majority. Chief Ziegler instead focused on improving court security and mental health treatment options for offenders. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis? In all these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They are absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST. 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 43. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 35. Tonight, overcast. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 27.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. the same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 734 WGBW WISS, 29 degrees in Green Bay, 29 degrees in Appleton, 28 degrees in Oshkosh. We have a bevy of phenomenal guests today, don't we?
Yeah, we do. This has been great.
I mean, Jo Beth was phenomenal. She said she wants to paint my portrait.
She does do animals.
She say it. She's...
It's clothed, by the way.
Yeah, we'll see. So anyway, joining us right now, Michelle McCormick from Local 5 with her special segment, The Dish on Wisconsin Supper Clubs. Got to be honest with you, I visited one last Saturday night. St. Anna's.
Where'd you go?
Schwartz's.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, got there, I don't know, 4-ish, 4:30.
One of those nick of times.
And it's like, oh, there's a seat in the bar thing. Great. Within 10 minutes, you couldn't move.
I bet.
Like a floodgates open.
And that's a long bar, too. That bar's about half a block long with a little twist at the end.
That's right. And it was jammed by that time. Like, you can't believe. What a popular place, huh?
Yes. And a great family tradition now. Three generations.
I actually had the 30-ounce T-bone.
Ooh, good for you.
Yes. Phenomenal. And then And onion rings.
I got another one to go
home. You know what? 30-ounce. Okay, it's true. 30-ounce T-bone, full order of onion rings, and for your side, I took the vegetables. I took the broccoli and the cauliflower.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. Eat something for his wife.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And then the other 30 ounces, too, was in your beverage. But yet, St. Anne's. I just want to say, St. Anne's.
It's incredible.
No, when you talk
they
about.
They make a good old-fashioned.
I want to just underscore St. Anne's in their customer service. They do it right. They just have the friendliest waitresses, and some are a little bit older, but some are young. You get these young kids. I had a student of mine that, and you asked her, you know, what she did on waitress, and she said this awesome personality. I'm like, hey, where do you work? And Schwartz's.
And in fact, what
that
Schwartz's
didn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, they do a job sharing program, so high schoolers can still have extracurricular activities, but cover the full shift that the supper club needs to cover so that they can continue to bring in as many customers as they want. So you would have two high schoolers kind of share a job working with their schedule.
Right. Very cool.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
So who do you have on tonight?
Oh, well, it's the typical choice. I went to Door County to take in the fall color.
You have a terrible job. You know, what a rough job
right?
You have.
Go around to supper clubs.
I'm going to go to Door County or a supper club and knock out a story.
Beautiful. And I really don't know what was more beautiful, looking outside to the fall colors, the changing leaves, or the beautiful plates they serve at Alexander's of Door County.
Alexander's.
Tell us all about it.
All right. So it's a really beautiful property along 42 in Fish Creek. Now, if you go way, way back, you might know it as The Rock.
Okay.
It was a nightclub, and then there was a beer bar next door, what is now the English Inn. Now, I usually go to the English Inn because Alexander's is reservations only.
Okay.
And they only take reservations by phone.
Nice, old school.
So Bruce Alexander is really an incredible chef. But a guy who just kind of does it his way. And his way is, as I call it tonight at 10 on Local 5, a supper club with flair.
Nice. What's on the menu?
All right. Here's the thing. If you do go there, please just take my advice and get reservations because I don't want to hear the complaints that you went there and you couldn't get a table.
Right.
Anyhow. They not
By the
only...
way, we'll get Michelle's cell phone if you can't get in.
And then her, and then
if you can't, she'll talk to somebody.
Just give them Z's number. And let them call Tom Zelaski.
I think I've still got McCarran's. I'll give him his. Who the hell is this?
So Fish Creek, you drive down. Okay, tell me exactly where the...
It's on 42.
42. All right, Fish Creek. All right, that's not that far away. That's a great place to go. All right, what's on the menu?
So, hey, hang on. I just got a text. Supper clubbing at 4:30. Wow, Mino, I didn't know you were part of the Blue Hair Club. Wow.
You know, that is such a misnomer, and let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Well, when I was at
Alexander's in Door County, I saw this beautiful young couple. He was a kid from Seymour. He met a girl from Texas, and he was introducing her to his parents, and he chose Alexander's.
Nice.
All right. And the quality you get for the price. Soup and salad is included. They do a plated salad or a special Alexander's salad, but you got to watch tonight at 10 to see that. Okay. I'm not giving that away.
We're on.
But here's the deal, what I wanted to share with your viewers. Don't just
or
look
listeners.
At
we don't have our video yet.
Todd's our only viewer
right.
sitting on the other side
right.
of the window.
I'm sorry. It's early in the morning, but thanks for the correction.
Well, Michelle, I just want to tell you, we are going to have video. It's just Johnny and I haven't hit our weight goal yet.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're looking at like 2026, 2027.
Yeah. You know what? What are you personally happy with? Don't let society dictate
all right.
what you
well,
look
then,
like.
Thank
all
we
right?
feel better now.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Make that about 2030.
Make sure you ask for the featured menu as well.
Okay.
So this is the extra stuff. He does at least two specials a day. Okay, listen to this. Blackened scallops served on mixed greens, tossed with a mango vinaigrette, finished with corn salsa and cilantro cream.
Nice. I love scallops so much. That's one of the greatest things in the
world. $19 appetizer for they're scallops the size of potatoes.
That's
I
nice. I've been to a place. I got a half order of scallops. They're $14
for
the
two.
Local place. For like six little scallops. Oh, $14.
Listen, young people, if you want to throw your money away, go ahead. But I would invite you to just get together and go to a supper club, and you'll have a good time for good value. And that is something Bruce Alexander talks about often in the piece tonight. Fair value. He is very much aware that he wants to be fair, but he also wants to take it up a notch. He is of Hotel du Nord fame.
Okay.
He also, you know, worked at some resorts in Florida as well. I think he started that kind of resort scene in Naples in his background, but he wanted to come back to Door County.
Nice.
Where he was from.
Did you actually have a meal there?
I did.
What did you have?
Well, you know me. I'm
know
an
you.
Irish girl.
Yes.
So it's going to be the pork chop.
Okay.
The French cut pork chop on a cheesy potato with a beautiful flower garnish and a plate that was sparkling white.
You're choking up more than Jim was on the picture of his dog.
Jeez, I was going to say, I don't have that. Talk about bringing the arts in today. Oh, my God.
You are Irish, aren't
okay,
you?
Okay, now hold
little.
On a minute.
Wow.
Now,
downed by a nice Jameson.
Now, wait a minute. I just want to tell you, if that's Brandy too Alexander. Fancy schmancy for you, this is at the same place. This is at Alexander's. Okay, the other thing they had going, the tenderloin appetizer. Sliced beef tenderloin marinated with soy and lemon, served with guacamole chips, pickled onions, ginger, and jalapenos
nice.
On the
I
side.
I would have that.
Beautiful. Me too. That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, that sounds good.
$16. And
yeah.
I did post video of it being prepared by the chef. And they call it the De La Hoya because the chef loves Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh.
And it's got that,
right,
you
that
know.
Guacamole thing
right.
Too. Yeah.
That going.
You know,
so and
glamour
it,
with the hammer.
Yeah.
I might. That. Yeah, that's a great appetizer. I've made that. Had that. That is good. I think I'm going to
wait. Todd even just looked up. Like
I was like, wait a minute.
Let's.
I'm starting my diet. And,
yeah, I know.
And I
I'm on
this.
A diet, Michelle.
Yes,
but not. It didn't start. It was going to start November 1st.
Okay,
but get this. I just you're talking about all this great fancy. And I love tenderloin. That's one of my favorite cuts of meat. But some guy where I work, because I don't work here. It dropped off a pallet of Rice Krispie bars. That's
oh,
why. So
I that's very
and,
difficult.
And I can't let those go to waste. That wouldn't be right.
That's our going away gift to all of our guests.
You shouldn't deny yourself either, though.
But
hey, give yourself a taste and then move on.
See, this
right?
Alexander's, we talked to you last time you were here. I don't know how many supper clubs there are in Wisconsin. There's a gazillion. I don't know.
Do you know? Is there a number?
Yes. The last count is 290. Are you listening to me?
What?
It's on WisconsinSupperClubs.com. It's put together by Ron Fayola, the Supper Club guru, because we do kind of support each other, because I kind of feel Local 5, we represent Northeast Wisconsin. You know, I used to work in Milwaukee, and every time I post about a Northeast Wisconsin Supper Club, oh, why don't you do this one? Yet down in Southeast, we're representing the N.E. of the W.I.,
yeah, right,
you know?
Right.
Touched a nerve there. Now,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's important
don't
to support all
girls.
Of our supper clubs. Yeah. Oh, am I coming off that way? I don't
know. No, not at all.
Too much coffee.
Five country, that's
how's
it.
How's the IRA membership going?
Wow. Your supper clubs, and you're doing a great job with on your station promoting
you.
Them. But I do think, even though our texter was teasing Johnny a little bit about the blue hairs,
you've got to go to some of those places early.
What I'm saying, Johnny, though, I think we got to get more younger people, because I think they look at it as like a banquet hall. I don't think they understand the customer service, the pricing, and the options you have. I think you go in there, you think it's going to be roasted chicken. And yet they have these unbelievable salad bars. We have another guest in here who, and I want you to, we're going to talk about the Black Otter someday.
Yes.
That's like one of our favorites because of the gizzards they have on their salad
bar. Do you eat
bar.
Them?
Oh, God. Do I?
No. I know you.
No, I haven't gotten around to it. I walk into a supper club. It's, do you have pork chops? All
okay,
right,
that's
there we
your,
go.
Right.
Yeah, that's my go-to. Yeah. That's you, a true test of a chef
John
just, who can make
John
a pork
never gets
chop
away.
Magical.
See, Johnny never gets away from the bar. John, there's food
here.
There's
why?
Food
I
there,
can't
too.
Believe he says this. But anyway, here's my dilemma, though. You go to a new place, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know what you really like. Like me, I love T-bone steaks. For whatever reason, I just love T-bone.
Yeah.
And but you go somewhere else, and I'm like, oh, no, you've got to try the yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But I'm always afraid, you know, you take the effort to go out to a place, you're going to be spending and dropping a few bucks or whatever. I'm always worried that, what if you don't like that? Then your whole night is ruined. Do you ever find that?
I have never met an entree I haven't liked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have never had that problem.
I will tell you that I just want to defend the supper clubs. They wouldn't promote that. Now, granted, it's probably something that it's a profitable item, but they promote stuff they are really, really good at. Like, have you tried our whatever?
Yeah.
And you need to try that, John. You got to step out a little bit. You're kind of getting a little bit in
your
lane.
And I would invite the younger consumer also to look and see who the proprietor of the supper clubs are now. And it's the late 20s, early 30s,
that's
who are
it
taking
alive then,
over
huh?
for
right.
their parents. Come on, support your fellow
absolutely.
Generation.
Absolutely, that's my...
You know, the Wildflower in Kewaunee offers sushi and sashimi for the younger audience. Hotel Seymour brought in craft beers, not just cocktails, to bring in that, you know, that younger clientele.
I love the Hotel Seymour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing too with supper clubs, though, and Jim brought it up, it does have that connotation of, you know, really older people going out and having their old fashioned and their salad bar and whatever. And I think a lot of younger people who were brought up with that because they were, you know, dragged along or whatever. I think for some of them, they're almost and the reason I was asking about how many, because I'll bet 20 years ago there were twice that many supper clubs in the state of Wisconsin?
Yes. The number fluctuates between 290 and 365.
Okay. So what mm-hmm. I'm saying is, you know, like my favorite one closed down in Two Rivers. Mahout's.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Greatest salad bar. Loved everything about it. And it's what I'm saying is get these young people to these supper clubs at a young age so they can embrace it. Because by the time they're 25, it might be too late. And well, I think this is a true Wisconsin thing. It's one of our things we got to keep alive. I really and truly feel that way.
But what Michelle's saying, Johnny, is that get the owner to be younger too.
Right, I know.
And they are. Gino Steakhouse, which we profiled, Nicole Hippus is in her mid-30s, I think 35
awesome.
Or 36, and she bought out her parents 7 years prior. So she was, you know, so they are young. Brady Jackson is the head chef at his father's supper club, Hotel Seymour. This is a young cat who's doing stuff at supper clubs, offering really high art fish options. But then they got that full salad bar with warm breadsticks.
So we can still go,
and
John.
If you want Italian pasta smothered in everything,
yes.
they got that
yes.
too.
It's the only place I eat cold beets.
Oh, wow.
You ever
yeah,
had
okay.
cold beats in the salad bar?
No.
Okay, Michelle. Okay.
I don't waste my time at the salad bar. I'm eating my
entree. Todd, you a cold beet guy?
I love pickled beets.
Thank right. you. She's... Go back to you a pickled beet.
Oh, my God. Yes, my grandma. Okay. Grandma used to make them all the time.
Well, there we go.
Michelle.
I know how to pickle them. Too.
I will be looking for pickled beets.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's always one. Set a quick break. Back up.
They look at life with such disregard. They say it can't be won the way the game is run. But if you choose to stay, you wind up playing.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everybody walks right by like the safe or something. They don't know. Nobody knows you.
Nobody, nobody.
Nobody owes you nothing.
Nobody, nobody.
Everybody that comes into our studio, including Todd and Christy and everybody. There's so much more interesting in this. We have
I know.
Vanya telling us about growing up in Russia.
Yeah.
Like stuff. Okay. We got Kathy talking about this unbelievable stuff she does for veterans. We got Joe Beth, who
Unbelievable artist,
who is also a life she flipped a coin between being a lifeguard at MGM in Vegas or being a nun.
Wow.
And that's a true story. And then we got Michelle McCormick here, who we could talk to all day long.
That makes sense, though, when you think Vegas and being a nun. I mean, you must like sinners.
A good point.
There you go.
Very good point.
There it is.
Although the nuns did not like me that I had, but that's a different story. Yeah. So tell us about the podcasts and different things like that.
Well, the podcasts emerged because I just had so much material and because the Supper Club experience is so much about just sitting down and listening. And I thought, what's a way that people maybe when they're driving to work or driving home from work or just looking to, you know, fall asleep at night? I thought listening to my raw interviews with the Supper Club owners or a longtime employee would be of real benefit. So we have 6 episodes now. It's through the WFRV SoundCloud. If you go to wearegreenbay.com and look for the dish on Wisconsin Supper Clubs, when you click into the stories, there's also the link to the SoundCloud. We're just beginning to experiment with this and find ways to expose as many different people to the proprietors of this tradition, because I really think they are historians in a way, and how they are exposing people not only to the traditions of the supper clubs of yesteryear, they're also forging their new path. And Alexander's of Door County, which is the profile tonight, we have segments on the news at 4, at 6, and then the full report at 10. Alexander's is doing that. He's giving a little bit of everything when you go there. And so please take me seriously. Call in advance for reservations and then spend a while and, you know, bring some flats or sneakers because it's a lovely property if you want to walk around.
Okay, there's an old wives' tale. Maybe it's not a wives' tale, as they used to say, that when you go to supper club, they will hold you in the bar
little longer than you probably normally have to because that's where they make their most money versus on the food. Any truth to that or not?
I have you ever seen heard no evidence of that. Okay. I am not a wife. I have never heard of that. Anyhow.
You ever hear that, Jim?
I not only heard about it, Johnny, I think there's...
You've lived it?
When you look in the there's a lot of empty tables and they're like, well, have another drink.
Well, I think that's
there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there are many reasons for that. Among them, I could give you two specifically. One, it's just the system. They want you to linger and you order at the bar, like Blank's Supper Club in Fond du Lac County. They
Schwartz's
have the,
is like
they have the tablets
well,
that's
right going to
happen
there.
At the Black at the Black Otter too. Where you're going to order in the bar, and then they're going to get your table set up. So you,
yeah.
But
so when your food is ready, they will serve you. The experience is meant to be to have a different locations to engage in conversation, and then you can sit down.
I love that, but I don't think they're setting the table up with a stopwatch. I do think you linger in the bar for two, and I think that's fine. I mean, I love it. It's part of the camaraderie.
I don't mind lingering in a bar.
Me either.
As long as I can sit down. I hate it if all the seats are taken and you have to stand there with a drink while everybody else. Everybody feel that way? Is that unanimous?
Well, it's just going to take a little understanding, though, because I still hear that staffing is an issue.
Yeah. I know, but that's why I go early. That's where people are like, oh, you all blue hairy. I know you're. It's not that. It's just that I want to sit down.
See, I thought the gift behind that was you stand in the bar, you have your drink with your friends, and then when you sit down, it's like, wow, you really enjoy it.
Yeah, maybe
like
that's part of it.
Well, that's a great way to look at it. I like that.
I'm a huge, I'm a big entrepreneur. I love the entrepreneur, and supper clubs are very entrepreneurial. Like you said, it's family, sometimes third generation, which becomes very difficult. And I just want to make sure that people have access. They can watch your show tonight, but tell us about if I got a weekend free. I want to try a supper club. Where can I go to find information on that?
Well, there are so many resources. And I would invite you to go to the Dish on Wisconsin Supper Clubs at wearegreenbay.com. Right. That's Local 5's website, WFRV.com, whatever way you got to Google it to get to it. Because we focus on Northeast Wisconsin Supper Clubs. There's also the Facebook page of the Wisconsin Supper Club Enthusiasts with an S. There's also the Supper Club Chasers. There's the Supper Club Enthusiast without an S, so that's a big resource. And then WisconsinSupperClubs.com has a full list, and Ron Fayola works very hard to make sure the links are very active.
I've asked this. We've talked about salad bars. We've talked about the bars. We've talked about the food. We haven't talked desserts. Have you hit any cool desserts at any different places?
Well, you know, at Romy's Nightingale, for example, in Binghamton, not Bimington, it's Binghamton. But anyhow,
okay. I don't even know where that
I don't even want to get into the,
it's Northeast?
That's in Outagamie County.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you'll know it. They have the big steer on top.
Okay.
It used to be the home of roast. It still is the home of roasted chicken. And there used to be a chicken up there, but it's only on one leg and the wind kept knocking it over. So they just said, okay, let's just put a steer on it so chicken. It stays on top.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So anyhow.
I'm kind of like you today with your leg.
Kind of like me. Yeah. One leg of chicken.
Okay. So they have a buffet style and it includes a soft serve ice cream machine.
Nice.
So if you have a first Holy Communion, this is the place because the kids just spend all day at the soft serve. And so do the adults because the bartender makes every single combo of ice cream drink you could imagine.
Oh, no kidding. Nice.
There's your.
You seem like an ice cream drink guy.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I like Brandy Alexander's
and if you're
and
ever
Golden
like
him, Cadillacs.
All... Benedetti's in Beloit, they do it where it climbs up out of the glass and it's piled high, kind of like a Leaning Tower of Pisa, only it's ice cream.
Wow.
Although Major
Todd, you have any comments
on that? You're on a diet. So Major Lee's
tomorrow,
Sheboygan.
Not today, let's not rush this.
Major Lee's, which has a beautiful big glass window so you can look out and the deer will be nibbling while you're eating, you know? And they have coconut shrimp, by the way, which is a
neat
option.
One of my favorite things in the world.
But anyhow, what I meant to say is they have a low-cal after dinner drink called the Naughty Girl Scout. So it's like the it's like the grasshopper.
Perfect for him.
And perhaps a little
only
perfect for Jim.
Only it doesn't have the ice cream. So it's like a skinny grasshopper.
Wow.
I'll stay with the grasshopper. Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Good
All right.
stuff,
I
Michelle.
Tried.
Give yourself a plug again about tonight.
Okay, the Dish on Wisconsin Supper Clubs tonight on Local 5 at 4, 6, and 10. And also on the web at wearegreenbay.com.
Fun stuff.
Thanks for being here.
This is great.
This
love
is
it,
great.
Love it.
Thank
love
you
it.
So much, guys.
Michelle McCormick, ladies and gentlemen, the dish on Wisconsin Supper Clubs on Local 5. And you got to watch her tonight. These are great stories. They're really well-produced stories.
Thank you.
You bet. All right.
Joe Beth, thanks for being
Joe
in the
Beth,
house.
You're awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for sticking around. All
wow.
Right. We'll see
all
you at
right.
my Christmas party.
Todd,
right.
thank you, buddy. Todd, are you invited to his Christmas party? I'm not.
I haven't seen anything
Joe
yet.
Joe Beth is coming because
every other person that comes through here.
The picture she painted of my dog
come
will
to
be friends.
Christmas all right. party.
Hey, do you want coming. Me to come here? We don't have enough food. Thank you, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning, Mino and the Mayor.
See ya.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See show for details on rents. 2023.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't change.